We were just finishing the breakfast dishes when Jack walked into the kitchen and asked hurriedly,
"Where are my keys?"
"In the top drawer."
"Those are your keys."
"No, they're yours," I countered. I just had a new set made, so I was positive about those keys. Convinced, Jack took them, thanked me, and walked out. A young wife who had been visiting us overheard this conversation. She turned to me and said, "Carol, I wish you would pray for me. When my husband asks me a question the way Jack just asked you, he sounds angry." "Oh," I murmured. "Well, does he just sound angry, or is he angry?" After a moment, she said, "I don't know." I shook my head in wonder. We knew this couple well. Her concerns about her husband's state of mind were not new. Yet, when he would ask her about something and sounded angry, she assumed he was.
This situation points up the vital truth that we must learn to speak up if we're hurt or frustrated or angry. This wife had never asked her husband the simple question, "Are you angry?" Instead, she'd assumed not only that he was angry, but that he was angry at her. She felt insecure and unhappy, two feelings that had been growing within her for years.
If she'd ask, "Are you angry?" her husband would know he sounded angry, and if he wasn't, he needed to change the tone of his voice. If he really was angry and said so, then she should ask, "Are you angry at me?" According to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, two of the characteristics of godly love are patience and thinking the best of another person. Love refuses to read negative connotations into an act or tone of voice, but to patiently, in love, talk it through until we reach understanding.
1 Peter 3:7 admonishes husbands to live with their wives in an understanding way. That is a command from God Himself. We often misunderstand each other because we don't bring things out into the open. We make false assumptions about another's words, tone of voice, or silence. Friends, remember, a simple, clarifying question can save you much heartache and misunderstanding in your marriage.